Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Henry and Fanny in the library.
Yeah. That was Maury Pemberton on the telephone, Fanny.
Seems to me she's calling here about every 5 minutes.
You'll appreciate her worth as much as I do when I tell you what's happened. Yeah. I want to tell you that Maury is one of the finest young women and has been my...
Henry, you've told me, and I'm getting a little tired of it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief of acid indigestion. It's fast-acting and always dependable. Remember that when you eat too much and acid indigestion is the result. First aid, fast-acting, always dependable. Alka-Seltzer for relief of acid indigestion, first, fast, and always. First, drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water. Watch while it fizzes and dissolves, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution. See how fast Alka-Seltzer can relieve the distress of acid indigestion. How you can always depend on Alka-Seltzer to act to reduce excess gastric acidity. Remember Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion. First aid, fast acting, always dependable.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always. Chapter 5, Book 82. Father Barber and Maudie Pemberton have conspired to keep Clifford on the trail of a job. Henry is the silent partner in the project, and Clifford hasn't missed a day looking for employment. This enterprise, his son is showing, alone has been enough to raise Henry's hope and spirit. And then, too, there is the excitement of waiting each day for Clifford's return home to see how he fared. The day is all but gone now, and the head of the House of Barber is unaware that the wintry evening dusk has made the library quite dark. He has been waiting and fallen fast asleep in his chair.
Answer the phone, Henry.
Henry. It's the phone, Fanny. I'll answer it. Hello. Who is it? Oh, Maudie. No. By George, now. Where is he? Yes. You're to be congratulated, my dear. Perfectly wonderful. Perfectly wonderful.
Who is it, Henry?
My admiration for you increases every day.
What in the world?
Yes. The fatted calf, eh?
Henry, who?
Quiet, Fanny. It's Fanny. Oh, she'll be overjoyed, Maudie.
I'm not so sure.
All right. Thank you for telling me. Goodbye. Goodbye, my dear. Fanny, that was Maudie.
Yes, so I gathered. If I didn't know you so well, Henry, I might begin to wonder about you a little.
Huh?
You're getting so you positively carry on with that Maudie when you get on the telephone. Seems to me she's calling here about every 5 minutes.
Oh, you'll appreciate her worth as much as I do when I tell you what's happened. Yeah. Haven't I been telling you that Maudie Pemberton is one of the finest young women?
Yes, Henry, you've been telling me until I'm a little tired of it.
Huh?
What was she calling about this time?
Oh! Clifford got a job today.
Where?
Some real estate firm, Maudie said. He's on his way home now. She said he'd tell us all about it.
Well, how'd she find out?
Clifford's been at her apartment. He got this job and went directly to her place to tell her the good news.
Oh.
After he left there, she couldn't contain herself. You can't blame her. Quite a triumph for her.
Seems to me it's Clifford's triumph. He's the one who did it.
Well, Fanny, you don't seem to realize that if it hadn't been for her, Clifford would still be sitting around this house.
Fiddlesticks.
Now, just a moment. I happen to know just how much she has done for that boy. We can thank her and her alone for what's happened today.
All right. Have it your own way.
Why are you taking this jaundiced attitude towards Miss Pemberton? What have you got against the young lady anyway?
I have nothing against her at all. But it does seem to me that you should give some of the credit to Clifford.
Huh?
Besides that, I don't think it's very thoughtful of Miss Pemberton to call and tell you about his job and rob him of all the pleasure of breaking the news. He'll come bursting in to tell us.
Yes. I see. We won't let on that we know, eh? We'll let it come as a big surprise. How's that?
Oh, Henry, you couldn't fool anybody for a minute.
Hello.
Oh, Paul, we didn't hear you come in.
Oh, well, I'm the stealthy type.
Paul, Clifford got a job today.
Oh, well, that's great, Dad.
Yeah, we're expecting him home any minute. Fanny, I think we should call everybody and tell them. Hazel and Claudia and Jackie.
Henry, why don't you wait until Clifford gets here? He might like to have you make such a fuss about it.
I'm not making a fuss. I just want to spread the happy tidings of Clifford's accomplishment.
Well, maybe he might want to do it.
For it. You see, Fanny, you'll always find me reasonable when you present a sound argument.
Cliff should get a job every day. I never saw you look so cheerful, Dad.
I should think so. Oh, Paul, you got a letter from Teddy today. I put it up on your desk.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I think I'll go up and see what she has to say. I want to wash up a bit anyway. I'll bring the letter down and read it at dinner.
Yes, that'll be nice.
Tell Cliff I'm anxious to hear about his job.
Yes.
Well, I'll be down a little while.
All right, Paul.
What are we having for dinner tonight, Fanny?
Mrs. Kettleman made a meatloaf.
Oh, meatloaf.
Why, I thought you'd like that.
Oh, that's fine. I was just thinking it's too bad we didn't know sooner about Clifford. We could have had something special in honor of the occasion, eh? As Wardy said, we ought to kill the fatted calf. I thought that was very apt. Kill the fatted calf for the conquering hero was the way she put it. Very apt, eh, Fanny?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what we can do. Let's have a big dinner for Clifford the evening he comes home from his first day's work. We'll ask the whole family and celebrate with Maudie as guest of honor, eh?
Well, we'll see what Clifford wants to do.
I think I heard the door. Clifford!
Hi.
Yes, yes. Come in, my boy. Come in.
Hey, what goes?
Well, Clifford.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Splendid, splendid. Oh, tired, my boy? Sit down, sit down.
Oh, Maudie called and told you, Dad.
Congratulations, my boy. What firm are you with?
Your father's been fit to be tied, Clifford.
Real estate, I understood Maudie to say. Yes, yes, great future in real estate, Clifford. What's the name of the firm?
Elkhorn Realty Company.
Elkhorn? Oh, that sounds nice, Clifford.
Yeah, it's a pretty good outfit, I guess. The guy who gave me the job seemed to be a nice enough fella.
Well, sit down, my boy, and tell us all about it. Elkhorn Realty Company. When do you start?
Monday.
So soon?
Well, certainly, Fanny. Clifford wants to get right at it. Hey, my boy?
Well, didn't have any choice, Dad. He gave me the job and said to report at the subdivision Monday morning.
Well, what do you do, Clifford?
As near as I can make out, I sit in one of those little shacks out there on these acres and greet people when they come to look at the property. Won't do much for my ego.
You'll be a broker before you know it. Of course, you have to learn the business, of course.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to learn. You have to pass a realty board examination eventually.
We'll work together on it. I know something about mortgages and that sort of thing, and I'll be able to help you. You'll find it very interesting.
Okay. Well, I think I'll go up and get cleaned up a little. Is Paul home?
Yes, he's up in his studio. He said he was anxious to hear about your job.
I'll run up and see him. I'll see you later.
Well, we'll have dinner about 7.
Okay.
We'll have a good long talk after dinner, Clifford.
Okay, Dad.
Elkhorn Realty Company.
What, Henry?
Trying to place the name of that firm that Clifford is with. I believe I've heard of that company. If my memory serves me correctly, it's one of the most reliable in San Francisco. Yes, I'll go into it more thoroughly after dinner. I didn't want to ply the boy with too many questions.
Did Clifford seem sort of reticent and subdued to you?
Hmm?
I thought he acted as if he didn't want to talk about the job.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, there was something. He seemed sort of preoccupied.
Oh, natural that he should be. He's thinking about his new work and his new responsibility. To me, his attitude was dignified. He was restrained because he was entering into a new phase. We'll see a different Clifford from now on, Fanny.
Just the same, it isn't like him to come home with big news like this and be so unenthusiastic about it. Of course, he may have been disappointed that Maury Pemberton spoiled his surprise. That was enough to dampen anybody's enthusiasm.
Why, he was pleased that she was so interested. I'll wager he's up there telling Paul what a remarkable person she is, and Paul will be in full agreement with him on that.
You ought to be on top of the world, Cliff, and I think you're to be congratulated. You went out and got this all on your own. That's really pretty fine.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Maury kept pounding at me. I probably wouldn't have done it if it hadn't been for her.
What's the matter, Cliff? You seem sort of down.
Oh.
Don't you think you're going to like the job?
Oh, sure. It's going to be okay, I guess.
I know it's been pretty tough for you these last few days, going around looking for jobs. A fellow's pride can get an awful jolt when you run up against somebody who isn't very warm toward you when you're looking for work. Is that what happened?
Well, a couple of times I ran into that, yeah. When I'd come out of one of these interviews, it took about all my willpower to get enough courage to go into another place. I'd find myself walking around the block 2 or 3 times before I could manage to go in. Then when I'd get in and meet the guy I was supposed to see, I'd notice my voice would quaver for the first 2 or 3 minutes. Nervous. Usually manage to settle down, though.
Well, anybody get a little nervous. It's only natural.
Of course, Mr. Ware, he's the man who hired me. He was really swell. Told me I was just the person he was looking for. Said I had a great personality and talked well. You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, what more do you want? That ought to set you up. Not that he was telling you anything new. We've all been saying the same thing to you for years.
Oh, yeah.
Cliff, are you afraid of this job? Afraid you won't make good, something like that? Was part of the trouble. What's the rest of it?
Oh, it's,
You'd rather not talk about it?
No, no, that's why I came up here, really. It's just that I don't quite know how to say it.
Mm-hmm. Want me to help you?
Okay.
Something about Maudie?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Guessed.
Oh, she's really a swell gal. You know, Paul?
Yes.
But I... Well, the whole thing is, she's really responsible for me getting this job, and now that I've got it, what I mean is... Oh, nuts. What's the use beating about the bush? I think Maudie's in love with me.
Oh? Not surprising.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm in love with her, Paul. What am I going to do?
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Why let a cold slow you down, make you feel miserable? Take Tabsin for relief from cold misery. Yes, remember, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If you've never tried this new and different type tablet for symptoms of a cold, you really owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin is especially formulated to help check the sniffles and sneezes of your cold. Tabsin helps to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Tabsin is a smooth-coated tablet, easy to swallow. It leaves no unpleasant aftertaste, and it offers most complete relief from cold symptoms. Yes, we feel sure you'll be satisfied with Tabsin. There's no finer combination formula for relief from cold symptoms that medical science has developed. And friends, I repeat, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you when you're suffering with the miseries of a cold. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Yes, yes. Excellent dinner, Fanny. Excellent.
Thank you, Henry.
Clifford.
Yeah, Dad?
You don't look comfortable over there, my boy. Why don't you take this nice, easy chair by the fire?
Remember, friends, if you feel a cold coming on, for fast relief from your misery, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the aches and pains of a cold and reduce the fever of a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for colds. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, A Family Celebration, Chapter 6, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.